kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back. The true roots of capitalism, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Are you ready for this lineup? Here's who we have. Former NCAA coaching legend, Dale Brown, a North Dakota native, talks about some of his former players and how you can use that from athletics into the workplace. Persistence, those sorts of words are talked about with coaching legend and motivational speaker Dale Brown. Plus, Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, talks about expanding his revenue stream outside of the real estate into some other areas to incorporate marketing strategies and revenue streams. Awesome conversation coming up a little bit later on in the program with Eric Hatch of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching. Daniel Stenberg, McKinsey County Economic Development. We travel out to the Bakken, Watford City, the heart of the Bakken, and talk with Daniel Stenberg. He gives us an update on the economic development happening in oil and gas, ag, all the different areas percolating out there in western North Dakota. And Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing explains how his plastic products are helping everybody from oil and gas to ag to construction. All that and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
On the market, you can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing.
Thank you for joining us. By the way, we're live on Facebook here, as well as recording with, we're doing multimedia here. Frank's Manufacturing, talk about it. What is it? What do you guys do?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. We are a plastics manufacturing firm in San Antonio, Texas. Have been since 1980. Anything as far as plastic, we vacuum form. So what that is basically, it's not injection molding. It's not roto molding. We basically heat the plastic up and then it adheres to a mold. So we make, for the oil and gas, we have secondary containment tanks or tubs. We're in agriculture, we're in construction, we're in medical devices, similar things like that. And we also do grocery vegetable bins for the grocery industry.
How much has the technology changed? I mean, because my guess is it's changed a lot, but you're looking at something that would look the same 10 years ago, I guess?
It's funny you should say that. The machines that we use did start, were put together in 1980. It's a family venture, still is, but they have fast forward, the automation is at the level of where we're at today. Mm-hmm. They've taken that and they basically moved forward with the automation, and all the machines that they buy up to this time were not robotics, but the automation is up to date with the newest trends as far as modern equipment.
Mm-hmm. And how many different plays are you guys in? Are you in most of the plays, in one play? Are you trying to get in all of them? What's Yeah. Talk about your oil and gas business.
That's about one product line that we have. It's 15%. It's a great product because of the bottom line is there's no post-production with that product. It comes right off the factory floor, right onto a pallet where we can ship it. We're basically in the Bakken. We started a market penetration back in 2014, and then we've seen that come to fruition. We're in the Marcellus, we're in the Niobrara, the Uinta, the Permian, the Eagle Ford. Our product basically can fit anywhere because of the environmental impact that it's able to make and keep. It's very, very environmentally sound. It keeps, you know, whether it's an abrasive, a fuel, an additive, chemical, it prevents it from hitting the ground is the bottom line.
Are these custom? Are they assembly line?
These are assembly line. They're tailored towards the oil and gas industry. So basically what it is, some people refer to it as a secondary containment tank. It's mm-hmm. also known as a tub. It's an open top. We have a closure that we can put over the top of it that we can add to it. But basically it's just a tub. It's a 100 gallon, 200 gallon, 300, a 425, and a 650 is our new prototype that we're, as we see and we keep tabs on the oil industry, it's going in with a larger container, so it helps us to stay in line with that. And then we have a larger secondary containment tank that can fill that niche.
Okay. What kind of turnaround time does people get on something like this? Does it take a while to make, or do they got to pre-order them, or do you got them lying around ready to go? Or?
Well, yeah, it's funny you should ask that, Jason. In the oil industry, we have large distributors that we like to support. But if you spend any time in the oil industry, you'll find out that they need it yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm wondering here, because I've seen these products. Some of them are big.
They are. And we keep an inventory on hand.
Okay.
The reason that it's one of our marketing niches with vacuum forming as opposed to rotomolding, you know, we can almost do double the volume as a rotomolder can do. And some of the rotomolders are our customers, is the bottom line. We're able to sustain not only our growth, but their growth also. Our feelings are not hurt by that. So we keep a large inventory on hand.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Moon from Frank's Manufacturing or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to join our Facebook followers, our friends, if you will. Links right there at thecrudelife.com. Join our following and Facebook, and you will get exclusive content throughout the day, throughout the week, interviews, news stories, all kinds of things at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio right here on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Come on, I want to lay you on the black Hawaiian sand. Well, now the sharks in the water, they think you're pretty sweet. Never gonna get you with their big old pearly teeth.
Pearly teeth, pearly teeth, pearly teeth.
Yeah, the word in the water is you're way too pretty to eat.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Well, you're my pineapple baby, let me be your mango man.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.